Well, the wind and water are long since gone, but the money from Sandy is still pouring in for some companies. WNYC's Robert Lewis reports on businesses that are getting some of the billions of dollars in recovery spending.
As New Yorkers were nervously watching the weather reports the week before Halloween, so is a guy down in Atlanta, Georgia, Peter Hajar.
Let me take you back to around the 25th, 26th.
That's when Hajar got a call from a New York contractor who had some clients worried about the storm. Hajar is co-owner of Reliable Restoration, a company that specializes in storm cleanup.
We got the call, and we mobilized. We were literally on the road on the 29th, heading into the storm.
Hajar and his crew of about 10 workers parked outside Philadelphia and waited for Sandy to blow through. When it did, they moved in.
Once the water receded, we were allowed in. We got into Lower Manhattan, and we set up our water pumps.
Using giant tanker trucks and about 90 workers hired locally, the company took out 2.6 million gallons of water from the basement of one commercial building in the financial district. In less than 2 months, the company did about $4 million worth of work. Hajar's company is just one of nearly two dozen out-of-state companies that officially set up shop in New York during November to get post-Sandy work. That's according to corporate filings WNYC got through a Freedom of Information request. Dozens of other companies were formed during that time to apparently work on the recovery. One person's disaster is another's opportunity. Joseph Seneca, an economist at Rutgers University, says that's not surprising.
There are economic opportunities, and what you're witnessing there with all those new business formations is the responsiveness of a market economy to profit opportunity.
While Hajar worked directly for building owners, many companies are finding work with state and local governments. New York City officials have authorized $927 million worth of emergency spending on the storm. More than half of that is for the Rapid Repairs Program. Under the program, the city has committed to getting almost 12,000 storm-damaged buildings back to a livable condition with working heat, electricity, and plumbing. The city hired nine large general contractors, including Gilbane Building Company out of Rhode Island and Sullivan Land Services from Texas. These firms are spreading the wealth to subcontractors who are hiring people like Ernest Cole.
I was actually out of work.
But that was before he got a call from an old boss, Sal, at Genmar Electric. Now Ernest is spending his days in the Rockaways, rewiring homes that flooded during Sandy. Workers like Ernest are now making wages that can top $90 an hour.
When Sal called me and he told me the pay rate, you ain't got to tell me anything else more about the job. I'm coming. That's it. You got to go no further than what you're telling us. What needs to be done? Not a problem. I'll be there. How many hours you got to work? So, well, you might be putting in 12 to 16 hours a day. You might be working 7 days a week. Not a problem.
The state has also been doling out post-Sandy work. The state comptroller's office recently posted online a list of Sandy-related contracts and payments the state made in the 2 months after the storm. The list shows $267 million of what will ultimately be billions of dollars in state spending. Kate Gurnett, a spokeswoman for the state comptroller's office, said many of the contracts were issued under special emergency rules the governor used to speed the process.
He did exempt some of these contracts from advertising, bidding, and our approval, but we're still keeping track of them, and they're all on our website.
The data trickling out from the city and state suggests it's been a really good 3 months to own a construction company or to work in the trades. According to the city, about 140 companies are working on the Rapid Repairs Program as subcontractors. The Building Trades Employers Association says post-storm spending has helped create as many as 20,000 temporary construction jobs in the city. Nick Mason works for Rockaway Beach Boulevard Construction Company. On a recent afternoon, he was in Breezy Point, supervising Ernest Cole and others working as part of the city-funded program. He said the recovery spending has been a boon for his industry.
The electricians went from having five or six employees to now they have almost 20 or 30. The same with the plumbers. So it's been a great thing for the economy down here, and especially all the local contractors. I don't think there's one of them right now that's out of work.
The full list of winners, those who made a living or even a fortune off of Sandy, won't be known for some time. But with billions of federal recovery funds still coming and more private spending inevitable, that list is sure to grow. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.
We now go to Rockaway Park, Queens, where white rental vans from Rapid Repairs dot the street. Contractors in reflective vests go door to door making repairs for those who signed up for the city's free post-storm effort to get homes fixed. WNYC's Stephen Nesson has been checking in with one landlord who signed up for Rapid Repairs, and he has this update.
the city and FEMA have teamed up to repair busted homes.
Which has been an absolute nightmare.
That's Ken Swan putting it politely. He rents out 4 apartments a block from the ocean in Rockaway Park, Queens. They were rendered uninhabitable by Sandy. So he registered with FEMA, got his homes inspected, and made sure he was available nearly every day for the contractors swarming the flood-damaged areas.
I had to wait, and they never showed up. And then when you call, nobody has an answer for it. Today, the appointment, the guy came an hour and a half late. That's the mass confusion part. They don't have it all together yet.
Since the storm, Swan's apartments have been gutted, and a few tenants are already back. The apartments have squeaky new tile floors and fresh coats of paint. Through rapid repairs, he's had 2 boilers replaced, but with temperatures dropping, he couldn't wait and replaced a 3rd out of pocket. That leaves 1 apartment without heat, so he's waiting for rapid repairs. He says part of the problem is that many of the contractors are from out of state and aren't used to New York City apartments that have multiple addresses on 1 lot.
And that's where a lot of the confusion started. And then to get the electricians in, then to get the plumbers in. Then they were fighting amongst themselves because who didn't know how to do what?
Finally, 3 contractors show up. They're over 2 hours late to inspect his apartment for the 6th time to see if the last boiler can be installed. They chat with Swan for a minute and get back in their trucks. So what's the holdup?
I don't know what we're doing yet. Gotta wait for him to give the okay to do assessments and all that stuff to find out what's going on. They gotta make some phone calls. Yes. We just wait.
Right. Can I get your name?
No. Thank you.
Who do you work for?
I can't give you that.
And after sitting in their cars for 15 minutes, both contractors drive off, leaving Swan waiting in the bitter winter winds another day. The city says over 7,000 buildings have been completed and rapid repairs has more than 2,000 left to go. When the program started, contractors fixed orders as they came in, first come, first served. The city says they recently switched, fixing 1 block at a time, which may account for some of the delays. Residents, though, are grateful for the free boilers and electrical work. But it's cold, and many hope rapid repairs comes to their block soon. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.